Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a book that might just save your relationships, The 5 Apology Languages by Gary Chapman and Jennifer Thomas. So Sophie, I gotta ask, when someone apologizes to you, what actually makes it stick?
Oh, that's a great question, Sam. And I think that's exactly what this book is about. It's not just about saying I'm sorry, but saying it in a way the other person can actually hear. We all have a default way of apologizing, and it's usually the way we want to be apologized to. But if that doesn't match up with the other person's needs, our apology just falls flat.
Right. And that's the core idea, right? We tend to apologize in our own love language, but the other person might be speaking a completely different one.
Exactly. They identify 5 distinct apology languages. And the first one is expressing regret. That's when you need to hear, "I am sorry," and you need to know that the person understands the specific hurt they caused.
Yeah, and for someone like that, if you skip the emotional part and just go straight to fixing things, it feels cold, right? Like you're just going through the motions.
Totally. They can tell when you're just apologizing to end an argument versus when you actually feel bad.
Okay, so what's the second one?
The second is accepting responsibility. That means owning your actions without making excuses. You need to hear, "I was wrong," or "I made a mistake."
Oh, and the worst thing you can do to someone like that is say, "I'm sorry if you were offended," or "I'm sorry, but you also did this." That just makes it worse.
It's a total cop-out. They need you to name what you did wrong and acknowledge it was your fault, no deflection.
Okay, so what's number 3?
Making restitution. This one goes beyond words. They want to hear, "What can I do to make this up to you?" They need to see action, not just hear words.
So it's not about buying flowers. It's about actually fixing the damage.
Right. It's about showing you're committed to restoring the relationship, not just saying you are.
And the fourth one is genuinely repenting, which is all about wanting to change and then actually doing it.
Yes. They want to hear, "I will work on not doing that again." And then they need to see the change over time. If you keep apologizing for the same thing, it erodes trust fast.
That's so true. My sister is like that. She always says sorry, but she never changes her behavior. And I'm like, "I don't think you're actually sorry."
Yeah, and it makes the apology feel meaningless. And the fifth one is requesting forgiveness. That's when you ask, "Will you forgive me?"
Oh, I never thought of that as a separate thing. But it makes sense because it's about respecting the other person's autonomy. You're not assuming forgiveness is automatic.
Exactly. It honors that forgiveness is a gift they can give or withhold. If you apologize and then act like everything should be fine, that can feel super disrespectful.
So how do you figure out your own apology language? The book gives some practical tips, right?
Yeah, the author suggests paying attention to what frustrates you most when someone apologizes to you. Do you think they're not truly sorry? Do they make excuses? Do they not try to fix things? Do they keep making the same mistakes? Or do they assume your forgiveness?
That's a great way to look at it. And you can also observe what others complain about in your apologies. Like, if your partner always says you don't seem genuinely sorry, they might be speaking the language of expressing regret.
Right. And the book has a ton of real-life examples. There's this one story about a husband who kept forgetting to do things his wife asked. He'd say sorry and promise to do better, but she was still frustrated because she needed to see repentance through changed behavior.
So once he figured out her apology language was repentance, he started setting reminders and actually following through. And their relationship improved dramatically.
Exactly. And there's another one about a woman whose friend shared a secret. The friend apologized profusely, but the woman needed to hear an acknowledgement of responsibility and a request for forgiveness before she could heal.
So it's not just about saying the right words, it's about matching the language.
And the book also talks about forgiveness versus reconciliation. Forgiveness is internal, it's releasing resentment. Reconciliation is rebuilding trust. You can forgive someone without reconciling, especially if the hurt continues.
Right. So a genuine apology in the right language creates creates the conditions for reconciliation, but doesn't guarantee it.
And they also address why some people refuse to apologize. It's often pride or fear, but apologizing is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Yeah, and it's okay if the other person isn't ready to forgive. You can only control your own actions.
So what's your big takeaway from this book, Sam?
I think for me, it's realizing that a good apology is not about me feeling better. It's about the other person feeling heard and understood. I need to step into their world and speak their language.
That's beautiful, Sam. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So remember, an apology is a bridge back to each other, but only if you build it in the right language. We'll see you in the next one.